President Trump announced the creation of his Board of Peace last Friday, calling it, quote, the greatest and most prestigious board ever assembled at any time, any place. The creation of the board is a key component of Trump's 20-point Gaza ceasefire plan, which the United Nations endorsed in November. Although the board was initially intended to focus solely on rebuilding Gaza, according to reporting from the Pittsburgh Post-Gazette, it appears that Trump envisions a much larger and more lasting role for the new body, with Trump writing in his invitation letters that the board would, quote, embark on a bold and new approach to resolving global conflict. Maya Unger is a UN analyst at the International Crisis Group. Her organization has characterized the Peace Board as a bypass of the UN Security Council.
The Security Council is the world's premier body on international peace and security. And the Board of Peace, as it was originally intended, was authorized by the Security Council specifically for the context of Gaza. Now, what we've seen this week is President Trump has plans for it to be much broader and bigger, and instead to create either a parallel or a substitute sort of body. Essentially, the Security Council, as it currently exists, a body of 15 member states meant to represent the diverse international system, would instead be chosen by President Trump.
Trump will serve as the chairman of the Peace Board, where he has unilateral veto power, sole ability to invite or remove member nations, sole discretion on appointments to the executive board tasked with implementing the Peace Board's directives, and the ability to choose his own successor. So far, Trump's executive board is composed mostly of business people, with his son-in-law Jared Kushner, Israeli real estate tycoon Yakir Gabay, American billionaire Mark Rowan, and World Bank President Ajay Banga among the first appointees. Bulgarian diplomat Nikolai Mladenov was named High Representative for Gaza. So far, there are no Palestinians on either the peace board or the executive board. Trump said invited nations could buy a permanent seat on the peace board through a $1 billion donation, while those who opted not to donate would see their terms end after 3 years. A U.S. official said the money raised by the fees would go towards rebuilding Gaza. Unger says that if enough countries were to sign on to the Board of Peace, it would have massive implications on the legitimacy of the United Nations, the futures of Ukraine and Greenland, and the future of international relations as a whole. Still, she is skeptical about whether many countries will buy in.
So far, you've seen Argentina, Hungary, and Kazakhstan, three leaders who are personally quite close to President Trump, and many others are really cautious about joining on, not just because they see this as a parallel to the UN system that they already are bought into, but also because it's a very unfair Board of Peace, right? You're asking everyone to join an organization, essentially cede your power to President Trump as the ultimate chairman with authority over all of the decisions. It's not something that presidents and other world leaders really take kindly to doing. So the real question for me is who is going to sign on and what are going to be the geopolitical implications for those that chose not to?
The United Nations, for its part, has remained resolute that the Peace Board's purview will not go beyond Gaza. Here's Deputy Spokesperson Farhan Haq.
The Board of Peace has been authorized by the Security Council for its work on Gaza, strictly for that. We're not talking about the wider operations or any of the aspects that have been in the media for the last several days. What we're talking about is the work on Gaza. As you know, we have welcomed the ceasefire in Gaza and measures to support it, including the Board of Peace, and we'll continue to work with all parties on the ground to make sure that the ceasefire is upheld. The UN has coexisted alongside any number of organizations. We would have to see, in terms of details, what the Board of Peace becomes as it actually is established, to know what sort of relationship we would have with it.
So far, Trump has sent Peace Board invitations to around 60 countries. Most have not yet announced a decision of whether or not they plan to accept. Vladimir Putin, considered a war criminal by the International Criminal Court, was one of those invited to the Peace Board by Trump. Moscow says they are reviewing the details of the invitation before making a decision. Israeli Premier Benjamin Netanyahu, another ICC war criminal, was also invited to the board. He, too, has yet to make a decision and has criticized some of Trump's appointments and invitations, which include officials from Qatar and Turkey, saying that the executive board's membership is, quote, not coordinated with Israel and runs contrary to its policy. Israeli Finance Minister Bezalel Smotrich went even further.
It is time to explain to the president that his plan is bad for the state of Israel and to cancel it. Gaza is ours. Its future will affect our future more than anyone else's. We will take responsibility for what happens there, impose military administration, and complete the mission.
France was the first nation to decline its invitation to the peace board, with French Foreign Minister Jean-Noël Barrot pointing to the board's broad charter in Gaza and elsewhere and the very extensive powers Trump has granted to himself as chairman as specific points of concern, according to reporting by Politico. "This is very, very far from the Charter of the United Nations," said Barrot during a speech in Paris on Monday, while reaffirming, in general, France's support for the ceasefire plan. Unger says the peace board picture will become clearer later this week, as Trump has scheduled a peace board signing ceremony at the World Economic Forum in Davos next Thursday. For KPFA, I'm Jacques Leiberger-Martel.